Hello, my luscious ones. This is probably going to be a super short update. I actually wasn't even going to do a January update because not a lot has gone on since I chatted with you guys in December. But I know that a lot of you really look forward to these, and I'm not one to want to disappoint. I had a good holiday and a good New Year's. Like, New Year's Eve was amazing. After, like, last month where I told you I hate New Year's Eve, it's my worst holiday. I ended up having some super fun fucking on New Year's Eve. So, this year came in with a bang, as it should every fucking year. But after that, I had some days where I wasn't really feeling so energetic because of my booster shot, and then I had some really sleepless nights. It's just kind of thrown me all off my crazy schedule as it is. And I think I mentioned this before. I have this thing where I really like to have something in my ears, like some sort of sound or preferably talking that I'm semi-interested in that will put me to sleep. But what happens is I never take it out of my ears after I've gone to sleep, and my mind's always kind of listening to it as it goes. So I'm never really getting that deep, I guess, REM sleep that I'm supposed to be getting. And it was causing me to be really, really exhausted for a while there. And then I tried to kick the habit, but it's so hard. It puts me right to sleep so easily. But then I pay for it because I don't get a great night's sleep. So I'm trying and figure that out and get my sleep habits a little better. On the plus side, I was trying to get back to reading something before going to sleep to help me to sleep. And of course, you know me, I prefer to be reading smut. Then again, that doesn't really help to put me to sleep. It does give me some good added inspiration for some naughty stories, though. I don't know how you men do it. Some of you tell me that you'll listen to my voice and it'll help you relax or help you go to sleep. But, well, unless I'm boring the crap out of you, I would think that it's just making your cock hard. Or maybe that's what you need, like a good orgasm, a good cum before you sleep. Which is hot. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with anything but me boring you to death and putting you to sleep. So anyways, I'm trying to get back into a better routine, but being in lockdown here again doesn't help that much and either, so I'll get there. I have really been enjoying the audios that I've been recording this month. I've just been inspired to close my eyes and record some naughtiness, which, yes, usually ends up to be some of my favorites, like slut or whore, cheating, better than your wife, lots of cocks, hot wife type stuff. But hey, I figure if you're listening to my stories and you're here with me, then you like all that stuff as much as I do. So, yeah, there'll be more of that to come. And I still have a number of things that I'm looking forward to this month, including the MILFmas audio follow-up from last month. A dirty debate, which is sort of a surprise that I mentioned in my coming up, where I'll have someone joining me just for fun, something extra for my subscribers here. And the unboxing, yes, I know I keep talking about it, but I'm excited to do it. I'm not going to do it live, only because I don't really get a lot of subscribers joining my live stuff, and I'm not even sure what I'm gonna get. Like, I haven't peeked at all. It's still a total surprise. I just love surprises and love toys, and I'm just hoping it's not like the surprise things that I ordered anyways, or like some soothing lotion or some boring item that's not gonna be very fun to play with. But speaking of toys, it's funny because over the holidays, I got this promotional email from one of the sex toy websites that have me on their list. And the subject line of the email, what I read when I opened it up, was "Go fuck yourself." And they were using it tongue-in-cheek to say, buy a toy to go fuck yourself. But it was just interesting to read an email sent to me that basically told me to go fuck myself. And I know you guys aren't going to believe me, but I haven't been using my womanizer very much, the toy that I love so much, my clit sucker. I've kind of been saving it for like a treat orgasm, I guess, because I come so hard with it and I can come anyway. Like I can come using my fingers, come using all the dozens of other toys I have, but that one's so good. I didn't want to wear it out, I guess. And the few times I have played with it this month have just been mind-blowing. So, I know you're not going to believe me, but there is also a new, it's like the womanizer, it's not made by the official womanizer site. It's called the Rose Toy, and it's basically the same thing. It's like a clit sucker, but it's in the shape of like this rosebud. And there's different kinds of them. Honestly, they seem a little overkill, even for me. I mean, fuck, I'd still try them. You know, I do love to try new toys. But I went to their site, and there's one that actually has like a little tongue flapper sticking out of it that like will flick your clit like a tongue. You can't use it at the exact same time as the sucking, so you either have to choose like the tongue action or the sucking action. And then there's one that has like a vibrating bullet attached to the end of the rosebud piece that you can use for your pussy or your ass. But honestly, the cord on that doesn't really look long enough. I mean, maybe if it was just for your pussy, but I don't know. It just logistically doesn't look like it would work right. I'll try to leave a link to the site so that you guys can check some of this out. It's great just going through these. I'm like, what is this one? What is this one? There's one with a vibrating egg that, oh my gosh, I have to hang on. I gotta go find the description for you guys. It was, it left me literally scratching my head. Is this it? Okay. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's just too long and it doesn't make any sense. I'll put the link in the description so you can check it out. But basically it says strong shock. I don't think you want a shock when you're playing with a toy. But anyways, strong shock brought hitherto unknown pleasure for, and then you can look for new great marvelous pleasure and you can enjoy the unprecedented joy to your content. No idea what any of that meant. And then they use adjectives like it's quite exquisite and fashionable. And what was it? And then the last line is it's a tasteless, safe, silent, and high quality vibrator. I don't think tasteless is the right word. But anyways, it's just the whole site is, it's crazy. Not, again, it's pretty reasonably priced for the regular Rose, and it is all over, like, TikTok and social media, and there's pictures, even on my own Discord server, I think someone put a picture of a woman who soaked the bed using her new Rose toy. So I'm totally game to try it. It might be the next best womanizer. If you guys want me to, then, you know, send me a message, leave me a comment, and I'll try and get my hands on one for a future toy review. Oh my god, there's one. There's another link in the site, and it's totally waterproof, or so they say. You can use it in the bath, you can use it in the pool. Oh, and they also say you can charge it in your car. I don't know. I don't know about this site. But anyways, it literally, they have it underwater propelling itself as if it's like a little kid's bath toy submarine that's going by itself in the bathtub. It was just, I found the whole thing quite entertaining. But take a look. Let me know what you guys think. You know me, I'm probably already gonna get it. Oh my god, I just remembered one more thing. And I'll link to this too. I went down a rabbit hole of like womanizers and stuff like that. Because then I thought, this site can't really be the official Rose toy website. I must be on some knockoff. But No, I was on the right site, but I did end up at another site selling like clit suckers. And there's one that is called the Penguin Satisfier. And I think the Satisfier is the brand name, like the Womanizer, but it literally is like a mini penguin. It's black mainly, but it's got white on it, and it's got a little penguin bow tie. I can't make this stuff up, honestly, guys. I will leave the link to that one, too. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know why penguin has some sort of sex appeal for a woman. It's cute, I guess. It's quirky, but nothing about penguins really scream orgasms to me. Watch me get it and, like, the penguin womanizer stimulator, whatever it's called, will probably give me the best orgasms I've ever had, knowing my crazy life. Oh, anyways, I'm dragging this on too long and making a liar out of myself yet again when I said this would be a very, very short update. But I also wanted to mention that I did update the Dropbox library links for everyone. For my Patreon subscribers, you each got a message in your Patreon inbox, so the new link is there. For my Subscribestar subscribers, you can check out the posting based on your tier level for access to your appropriate library. Thank you all for your support here, my luscious ones. I couldn't do this without you, and there is nothing I would rather be doing than making you all come, which I hope to do many more times before this month is up, with so much more naughtiness coming to your ears and other places, of course. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey.